Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride. That whole fin slip. Acting like you on my team. When you's a lying shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got. And so deserving it. The best is in my future. Now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling. Rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault, now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet, while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent.
Yeah, Matt Frankel, aka Big Stack. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. Yeah. And all the chicks say they wanna screw, hit me, and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey, it's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, shaking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't get it too warm, I'll bounce right there. I'll give you less experience, never go ahead. VIP section, oh, baby, wait in the back. I'll make it come so hard, you like, ooh yeah. Thanksgiving, you real bad. Thanksgiving, you real bad.
Be easy, we got him on this one.
Hello and welcome to the show that's got a nookin'. That's right, you're listening to Big Stats Idle Hour, and I'm your host, Matt Big Stats Frankel. And that was a song by my group, the MSFP crew, Got a Nookin'. We got a great show for you. We're going to be talking with Ben J. She's going to be joining us. If you go to the description at blogtalkradio.com/MatthewFrankel, you can check out some of her links, and we're going to be talking to her more in a few minutes. But first, here's Astro, as heard on X Factor USA Season 1, with his Jump Rump Shaker Medley.
Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, 1. Don't try to compare me to a modern day MC. I'm the kid proofing that rhyme pays. I'm like iced tea. I make them pop hands every time I kick a flow. All you gotta do is give me the mic and I'm ready to go. They call me Sto if you didn't know. They told me that I should have been a piece of me because I'm out my dough. The new generation of rap is kinda whack. So right about now, I'm taking it back. I switch flows up 24/7, won't stop till they label me a legend. And no matter how much they hate, they can't touch this. I always keep the crowd jumping. Jump, jump, Astro, woman, yeah. money to lose, but that ain't in my future plans. And I be hitting them so hard with the flow, I'ma leave alone. If I don't do nothing else to myself, I definitely make you wanna jump, jump.
Hello?
I'm Big Fat Title Hour. How you doing?
Hello?
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 Benjay,
hello?
Can you hear us?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Big Fat. You're live on Big Fat Title Hour. How you doing?
Hey, what's up? You got me off guard a little bit.
All right, so let's go into your background a bit. What, growing up, really got you into music and really got me
started? Michael Jackson. I mean, that's it. Pretty much. I was a church girl, so, you know, I was raised really young, singing in church right off, but it was when I saw Thriller for the very first time is when I knew I wanted to do music, definitely. Michael Jackson, that's where I got started.
Well, as a radio host that also does music, I can definitely relate to that one. While we're on the subject of Michael Jackson, just as things that have occurred recently in pop culture, did you see the Billboard Music Awards, and what did you think about the Michael Jackson performance?
No, this sounds weird because it's been forever, but when the new album came out, I still haven't heard it. I heard a clip of one song. Because I'm just kind of trying to emotionally get ready for it. A friend of mine DVR'd it, so it's actually recorded for me on when I'm ready to go check it out. I heard it was a little bit creepy because they did some hologram stuff, but at the same time, I heard that it was emotional and brought a lot of fans, a lot of people to tears. So I'm just like, I don't know if I'm ready for that. But it is something that I'm going to check out pretty soon.
It definitely felt like stepping back in time and actually seeing him perform live. So
that's really strange right now. Being that I feel like I'm still getting over the fact that he's not here anymore. I'm a huge fan. So, it'd be a lot to see that. So I'm going to slide into it first off by getting the new record. And then once I get used to that and, you know, it's like new music, and he's not here anymore, which is bizarre in itself. I'll turn around and watch the award show. So.
I mean, in my opinion, it seems like one of the best post, you know, him passing away. One of the best Michael Jackson performances.
You think so?
They really did a really good job of capturing his essence, in my opinion.
Oh, wow, great. Yeah, that's something to look forward to. It definitely had supposed to be over the top, being that if you're going to bring Michael Jackson back from the dead, it's got to be huge. So I've been hearing a lot of good feedback about it. And, of course, some strange feedback about it. You know, some people feeling really weird about it. But, I mean, people felt weird about Mike when he was alive. So, kind of still goes with it, the whole territory. So, that's really cool. I can't wait to see it.
Right. Tell us about this track, Didn't Know.
Oh, wow. Didn't Know. I wrote the song going through an experience. I typically write songs that are life experiences. They may be my experiences or things that I observe. But the song pretty much is about letting someone go before they actually sort of like giving up on the caterpillar before it becomes a butterfly. You know, it's sort of walking out on someone who makes plans to be different and to fix issues and to be a better person for themselves and for the people around them, and being a person that just steps away right before they become what they're supposed to be. So that's the gist of the song.
All right, let's get a listen to it. Here is Ben J with Didn't Know.
Awesome.
Somebody, anybody, speak up what's real to me. Somebody, anybody, try to explain to me. It seems so difficult. Somebody, anybody, break it on down for me. Somebody, anybody, make it make sense to me. I'm just not in the boat. I just don't know, but it seemed to me you downright made it hard. Don't know, but he played his card. Any other day, I would expect a change, but I just didn't know. In turn, you had turned my page. You were sitting on top of your problems. You were sitting on top of your pain. You were trying to get a grip on that ego. You were trying to make a change. Why didn't somebody open my eyes for me? Why didn't anybody take the time for me? Well, I didn't know change was coming. Oh. May have felt different if I knew what it was in store. I would have cared some more, you know what I'm asking for. I see a difference. I didn't know you were sitting, don't know, but it seemed to me downright made it hard. I don't know how, but he played his card. And the other day I would expect the change, but I just didn't know in turn. You had turned my page. You were sitting on top of your problems. You were sitting on top of your pain. I didn't know if you were sitting. You were trying to get a grip on that ego. You were trying to make a change. Oh, you know it seems so ridiculous to me. Problems. You were sitting on top of your pain. Oh, I didn't know you were sitting. You were trying to get a grip on that ego. You were trying to make a change.
And that was Didn't Know. That was a great track. Tell us about a little bit more about making this a track in the studio, who produced it, and...
Initially, the track was brought to me. It actually wasn't a track. It was just chords that I was working with an awesome guitar player out of Tulsa. His name is, we refer to him as Soup Bone. His name is David Thomas. Dave Thomas, like the Wendy's guy, but he is just a brilliant songwriter and arranger, guitar player. He's done some serious stuff, and he came up with a chord progression and said, Brenda, I totally thought of you. What do you think of it? And so we just sat after rehearsal and you know, I just sort of wrote to it, and then we brought our keyboard player in. It was sort of, you know, we were just sort of set up anyway after rehearsal, and everyone just sort of added what they were going to add to it, and we played it live a couple times to kind of see how people enjoyed it and liked it, and we got really good feedback, so we decided to record it, and so it'll be on the album Power Source coming out in July this year, so we're really excited about that one.
All right. Now, in the description section, which I stated earlier before I called you, that I posted some of your links in the description section for this episode, which can be found at blogtalkradio.com/Matthew Frankel. I noticed you're on Reverb Nation, Facebook and Twitter, but I also noticed an additional Facebook page and a page with sonicbids.com. Tell me about what this project Benjay and the All-Stars is.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Brandon All-Stars, we actually were a band. Like, I used the same guys all the time. We wrote together, we played together about 4 years, 4 to 5 years. So they're on this record a lot. It's not all of the stuff that we've done, but that's the gist of Brandon and the All-Stars. It actually was a band. I decided to keep the Facebook page up, one, because we had so much attention to it. And then, two, also, now that I'm a solo artist, I sort of work with a pool of musicians. I sort of build a band around a gig. Sometimes I do a double acoustic gig, or it'll be two acoustic guitars and a bass guitar and congos, or, you know, a full standard, you know, two electric guitars, keyboards, bass, you know, drums, the whole thing. So pretty much when you see the All-Stars, that means me plus a group of awesome musicians that are playing live. So it could be sort of any dynamic of any of that. So that's typically what that is.
All right. another question I've been asking a lot of the artists who come on here. A lot
sure.
of times artists will be fans of other artists that their fans wouldn't necessarily get why. So my question to you is this: do you have this one, or possibly a group, an artist that's out there that your fans might be surprised to know that you listen to?
Oh wow, very interesting. I love Dio a lot, Ronnie James Dio, a lot of the old stuff, and I also, what else do I like that would be different? I mean, I've never really been the type of person that just sticks with one genre of music, and I think that comes out of music, you know, that I create, but man, I mean, Motown would kind of be expected, but I really love Dio. I like the heavier stuff. And there's an artist that is sort of underground. He goes by the name of Gavin Castleton. People who know him will be surprised that I listen to Gavin. Gavin is a really, really cool dude. His music, he tells stories through his albums. His albums, I mean, they're very theatrical, and then he has completely different styles. One minute he's kind of a pop guy with auto-tune, and then the next minute he's playing piano, and he's, you know, he's an amazing guy. I also really adore James Blake. I think people would be shocked that I like James Blake. And let me see, who else is there? Little Dragon, really like the electronic soul of Little Dragon. So yeah, I think those would be different. People wouldn't think that I'd listen to that.
And it sounds like you've done a lot of performing. Were there any performances you had interesting run-ins with people or met anyone interesting?
Any performances that I've met anyone interesting? Let's see. I've got the privilege to meet Chaka Khan. I thought that was pretty awesome. Brian McKnight. I got a a opportunity to be able to open up for him. So that was really cool. I spent some time in Atlanta, Georgia, and I lived out there for a while. I met some really cool people. Neo, who is an awesome guy, amazing singer and songwriter. He reminds me a lot of Michael Jackson. He does like Michael Jackson a lot also. I met some interesting people through the years. It's been really cool. I've met Ludacris, and he's a cool dude. Met Lil Wayne once in Atlanta. So, yeah.
All right. Tell me about recording this.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Tell me about this track you got, Searching.
Searching. Yeah, Searching is an awesome track. It pretty much represents everybody and anybody who is, like, wondering about the universe, wondering if there's something out there more than just us, wondering it was written from an extremely spacey, open place. So a lot of people have a different meanings on what it means to them, and I definitely like, this is a song that I like to leave open for the listener to sort of decide for themselves what they get out of it.
All right, let's listen to it. Here it is, Brendan J with Searching.
Awesome, thank you.
I know that
That was Searching by Ben J.
Yay!
Another amazing track. In the start of it, it kind of reminded me like of those classic Mary J. Blige songs, and then
And then it goes somewhere else.
You get that crazy like rock guitar solo in there. It's quite an amazing track.
Thanks.
Who was that did the guitar solo in there?
That is the amazing Soup Bones who I was talking to you about before. He's incredible. Like he'll do that, and then he'll come and do a whole different style. I mean, he's just amazing. He's amazing. He's an amazing guitar player. Definitely. We're working on it's pretty much straight rock on this one. It's pretty heavy. We're working on a brand new track together, so this would be cool.
All right. Do you have any plans to make any music videos, maybe post them on YouTube or something, any of these songs?
Yeah, I don't know if a lot of listeners watch Tim and Eric, just show you to come on, but it's really hilarious, really dry 80s comedy. But there's a music video that I did with Badland Productions. I have a remix of Stevie Wonder's song Superstition, and we mixed Crazy Train on it, so it's like a heavy rock version of a soul song. And we ended up shooting a video to it on green screen, so I get to play all five members of my band, which is really funny. And then also there's some live videos on YouTube also. So, of course, the YouTube is just /Brandre. And anyone can check those out.
That definitely looks like something that'd be worth checking out. So, vocally, you know, just when it comes to picking up sounds, I know how, like I mentioned earlier, how that song kind of, you know, I thought of classic Mary J. Blige. Who are some of the other artists you listen to try to pick up sounds that, you know, that are, I know you mentioned Michael Jackson earlier, but you know, a lot of times as artists, we'll have several different artists that we listen to and we'll be like, ooh, I like what they did there. I want to try something like that with that person that there. So who are some of the people that you listen to?
Vocally, you know, I've always watched more of entertainers growing up and, you know, actually listening more to people who just sing. That's something that I picked up later on in life, definitely. But somebody that I really enjoy is Janelle Monáe. She has an awesome voice, and not only is her voice amazing, but she's a phenomenal entertainer. So that, you know, she got my attention from her entertaining, and then I started, you know, looking on YouTube and, you know, learning about her, and her voice is phenomenal. I also love Jill Scott, Angie Stone, a lot of soul singers, because I have a soul background, of course, gospel background. So something that I really look for, music, Soul Child is another one vocally that's really awesome. Man, there's just so many. There's just so many great vocalists.
All right, and you were mentioning that you definitely grew up in the church doing gospel and stuff. How has that impacted your music, do you feel?
Oh, greatly. You know, I wouldn't consider myself to be a gospel artist whatsoever, but it's definitely trained me to think outside of the box. You know, I typically don't just have songs that don't have meaning, per se. So, you know, I'm an extremely spiritual person anyway, just naturally. So songwriting comes from that place. Creativity comes from that place. So, I mean, I definitely have to give credit to my parents for grounding me in that sort of, you know, tradition. And from there, I just sort of sprouted my own limbs and, you know, became who I am today. So, good stuff.
All right.
All right.
Tell me about this track, Trust.
Oh, I thought you were going to play Questions. Did you not get the Questions?
Wait, what Questions?
No, there's a song, Questions. I thought you were going to play Questions. Okay, never mind. We can do Trust.
No, I didn't get that song.
Oh, you didn't get that one. Okay.
We'll definitely have to do a follow-up pretty soon, and because I've enjoyed talking to you. In fact, I have a project that I think you might be interested in. We're gearing up for our third station compilation album, Idol Compilation Volume 3, which is going to be really exciting because for the first time we actually have a celebrity guest that's going to be appearing on one of the songs on the compilation. So
nice.
So that's going to be exciting. So I'm definitely going to call you after this interview, and we can talk more about that.
Excellent.
Tell me the story behind this song, Trust.
Trust was written out of a real life experience when trust was broken. So I mean, it's as simple as that gets. You know, once trust was broken, just kind of how I felt. I wrote it down. We wanted a little funk track, and this is what it came out to.
All right. Let's hear it.
Hey, this song is simply about trust. Listen to the words. It may sound familiar to you. Just trust me, I won't hurt you. You told me truth and lies. I tried to trust your motive. Feeling inside, tell me run away and hide. I felt my pressure rising. You tried to calm me down. The words you spoke so softly. Turn around, bring me down again.
Yeah. You know all the
That's quite a song, really. Outro, it's another one of those that, you know, kind of takes you back but catches you off guard at the same time.
Yeah, it's cool. I really enjoy splitting that line between, you know, soul and just sort of a soulful rock. You know, it just comes naturally. It's always come natural, and it's a genre that I don't hear a lot of. I heard I wish I could remember her name, an artist from New York, and I met her in Atlanta, and we met each other like, wow, we're like the same person, except I'm from Tulsa, and she was from New York. But yeah, I feel like it's a genre that's just sort of a lane that's wide open, you know, in soul and R&B music. Nowadays, you see a lot of artists that are utilizing tracks, but there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I still do some produced things also, but I'm 90% live music. But I definitely like, you know, the old school soul bands where they were bands. And so I definitely, you know, like that. And then, you know, I definitely like the edginess of it too, because, I mean, live, you just have so much more fun with that. You can really get up there and be a rock star. So, yeah, so we'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. We're getting ready to wind down on this show. I'm going to give you a call in a few.
Yeah, man.
To our listeners, remember to check out that description, check out Benjay's links. That's all there on there, as well as we got a link to our new Kickstarter profile. We got some really interesting and unique ideas, and if you want to be part of it, we're inviting the fans to join in and being part of making this magical experience happen, as well as a link to our parent website, MSFP Inc. Remember, at MSFP Inc., that's MSFPINC.com, you can check out past and present episodes of this show, Big Stats Idle Hour, as well as hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce. Find out about the MSFP studios and the MSFP label and all the various projects that I'm involved in. One project that means a great deal to me that's at the bottom of the page there at MSFPinc.com. That's MSFPINC.com is the Big Stats Cares Foundation. That's right. We're starting a foundation that benefits special needs children through music education. So reach into your hearts and donate. And we'll catch you next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace.